This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Rod B. Subramanian.
Well, there have been some complaints that the derecho that tore through parts of the Midwest last week, including Iowa and Illinois, has not received much national media attention. And I'm wondering if you folks agree with that assessment. I know it was a complaint from some people in the public radio system late last week that it wasn't receiving much attention from the national desk at NPR. But what about in general? Do you feel like there's been much coverage of the derecho, Rajvi?
You see, you know, right now we are focused on one thing, and that's politics. You know, that's what is pretty much getting all the attention, whether it's in the mainstream national media or even in the local media, that everybody wants to know what's going to happen in terms of the country. But unfortunately, as I said, sometimes it's timely. You know, I mean, the issue that you raise is something that's very timely. When you think in practicality, you know, you also need to understand that, you know, media is powerful. And I should recollect one of the things that Madeleine Albright, the former U.S. Secretary of State, quoted a long time back called the CNN effect. I think for those who don't know what's the CNN effect, it was a time when the U.S. troops were in Somalia trying to intervene in the local affairs there, and one of the chopper crashed, and the U.S. Marine soldiers' corpse was dragged across the streets in Mogadishu. And those images were broadcast in CNN, and there was so much of uproar among the masses here that they decided to pull the troops back from the Somalia. And the point that is, even though well-laid-out policies are taken a backseat when it comes to media attention, what media focuses is pretty much all what the policy or what the leaders are going to think about it. And that's how the powerful is media, and that's what it was called, the CNN effect. Going back to what you said, yes, these are some very pressing matters, but, you know, who cares for this? The main media thinks, okay, people want to know what's going to happen to the current administration, what's going to happen in the Democratic Convention. So these are some of the things that's pressing according to the people who are there in the top brass in the media administration or whatever you call that.
Okay, but if this had happened on the West Coast, or if it happened really on the East Coast, if a derecho hit New York City, we'd be hearing about it, I think.
That's what pretty much news is. News is all about proximity, but unfortunately the editors, the people who are on top, they are more concerned about what matters to them the most. And going back to another famous theory that's very popular in communication, it's called the agenda setting theory, where the editors pretty much set the agenda of what people should think about or see. And that's what pretty much right now we are in. There are more pressing matters. America is supposed to be one of the greatest countries in the world, and still we have so many families who can't afford 3 meals a day, so many families who can't afford internet. These are some of the things that's kind of very, very important. I mean, who cares? And obviously, we have some media people that who thinks that there are more pressing matters than people who are starving and people who don't have access to internet and things like that.
Well, I would say in my lifetime, I've certainly heard of many tornadoes hitting in the Midwest, but a derecho, I have not heard of this until now. Basically, a hurricane hitting the Midwest, which in and of itself is kind of weird. And then I'll go back to the theory of a hurricane hit the East Coast, we'd be getting a lot of coverage, Will.
Absolutely. I agree with this. I think there are a couple things at play. One that Rajvi spoke to is, again, kind of this, maybe lack for a better term, like a PAC journalism mentality going after, I think there might be some semblance or an element of going after ratings because people want wall-to-wall pandemic coverage, and they should have that given this. I mean, it is a pandemic, something that happens once in every 100 years, it seems, in recent history in this country. But there also seems to be an issue of this is a reflection of our very overwhelmed, underfunded, underappreciated newsrooms in our journalism departments. We don't have the journalists and the hands on deck to cover these issues that we once did. And I think what had happened with this unusual meteorological phenomenon sweeping through the country, I think this is a reflection of that. We have a pandemic at the same time of a very unusual and destructive weather pattern that occurred. And I don't think he had enough reporters available to handle both things. But at the same time, I think there needed to be, as Rajvi stated, I think there needed to be a reassessment of priorities and making sure that we're giving our readers and our viewers and our listeners the news that they need that's immediately has an impact to them and their welfare and their neighborhoods and their families and their areas.
Well, I think this just makes it that much more of a story, the fact that it's happening during a pandemic, because now you have this natural disaster and people are going to have to come together, perhaps, for example, stay in a gymnasium or a shelter of some type where you're in closer proximity with a lot of strangers, which you don't want to be during a pandemic. I think there are angles of this story that tie into the pandemic. And then again, just on its own, I think the idea of an inland hurricane striking is worth a story.
And exactly. And these are the stories we're not hearing about, though, Rich. And I think that that's what comes back to this point, the fact that there's not the priority that's been issued, given to this topic. And enough reporters and journalists in local areas, especially where this especially was destructive just north of us, right, in northern
Correct.
Illinois and in Iowa. And so our friends and neighbors up there, I don't think, especially those smaller towns, got that coverage that they needed, and they needed the crucial information that they needed to be able to make sure that their family and friends were healthy and safe.
It also flattened a lot of farmland. And that's going to hit people in the wallet, whether these crops were going to be used as ethanol or as feed for livestock or were going directly to human consumption. I think this is something people are going to feel somewhere down the road to the results of this. What do you think, Rajvi?
You know, I just like to kind of point out, just Will pointed out, how the newsroom is not technically proficient enough to handle this kind of situation, because as journalists, we are taught about the importance of news. What exactly is news? News is about timeliness. News is about proximity. News is mostly about how people are affected. I think the gravity and in terms of the magnitude of how much people are affected should be given preference. That's what we are trained as the news journalists when we enter into the newsroom. And if you're having some news editors where they're more focused about what's going to happen to in terms of who's going to be the next leader, then looking at, you know, so many families, hundreds of families are stranded with no electricity, with no food, with the minimal water and no shelter. These are the things that should be considered the top priority. And again, this is happening in America. And again, even in fact, I never knew about this incident until you circulated that email to me to look into this issue. So this is what we are in right now. We need someone with some good understanding of what is news is trying to do some kind of minimal work to get the news across to the people. And if the mainstream media or the most important players, they don't understand the gravity of the situation, that pretty much tells out how the newsrooms are functioning across the country.
With that, we are going to wrap up our discussion for this week. Our listeners can join us again next week here at TSPR.org for more of Shop Talk.